Madness, and it must be love. Now, the National Trust, they're concerned about the North Coast. They've launched a major industry-defining sustainability study to better understand the impact on the opportunities of the local community of increased visitor numbers to the Giant's Causeway and Carrickaread. The last time I was up at the Giant's Causeway, I thought it would make a great April Fool to possibly broadcast a story on the 1st of April to say that the stones are so worn down, you're not going to be allowed to walk on them anymore. And then I thought I better not do it as an April Fool, because it might in the very near future be a serious issue. The stones, they're shining. They've been worn away. They've been worn away. But let me speak to Max Byron, who's the general manager of the National Trust. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Is there some wisdom in the fact that if we walk on the stones for long enough, we will eventually wear them away? Might we ever get to the point where you're not allowed to climb on them?
I think that's highly unlikely. I mean, basalt, luckily, is a very strong material, and it would probably take longer than you or I are going to be alive for in future generations for that to be the case. But there is a serious point around that, which is the areas around the causeway and around Carrickaread, which we look after for conservation as a conservation charity, are incredibly special and important in their own right. And there is some impact of the volume of visitors that we have on that potentially. And that's one of the things we want to try and understand from this study.
So you have your worries. You're particularly understandably interested in the natural treasure that is the area around the north coast. So when you carry out the sustainability study, what are you hoping to achieve longer term?
Well, as you know, around the world, the impact of tourism on what's happening with it is becoming increasing an issue in places like Venice and Barcelona and New Zealand. And we're part of that phenomenon. And we're very clear that tourism is hugely important and a great thing for Northern Ireland and the North Coast. We want to understand what impact it has from a number of angles. Firstly, physically, you know, on the infrastructure of the site and how people get around the sites that we look after. Obviously, the environment that we've talked about. How people actually experience it. If you go, as you know, if you go somewhere that's incredibly busy, you don't have the same experience that you were necessarily expecting. But most importantly for us is to try and get some sense and understanding of how it impacts on local communities and how we can then sustainably manage the sites that makes sure that everybody can benefit from them in the long term for not just ourselves but future generations. And we feel this is a lot of people have looked at capacity of places and how they can run them and manage them. But we're trying to look at it through all these complex different angles and to come to some sort of understanding of what the best way is to look after this incredibly special places.
So you would control numbers at some point, would you?
Well, that's one of the things we don't understand. What we do know is that we've had millions of people, you know, 1.5 million people visited Giant's Causeway and Carrickaread last year. We've seen huge growth in that, and that growth is continuing to happen. And this is a question not just for us, but also for the North Coast in more general terms, and in particular for communities when tourism can have an impact and you can't go about your daily business or things are becoming blocked. And we need to understand what that might look like. And that's, we're just trying to understand what that impact might be at this stage. And then we'll obviously need to work with local communities, government agencies, councils, various other people to say, what does that mean and what should we do to try and make sure that everybody has the best possible experience the causeway in Carrickaread?
Yeah, you're obviously very, very well intentioned and you have an incredibly important role, and I'm not diluting that role in any way. But some people looking in from the outside sometimes think the National Trust, you know, they spoil the sport a wee bit. You know, they're spoiled sports. They don't want people to have fun in case they, you know, disturb some little flower that's growing somewhere.
We're very keen for everybody to enjoy sites as much as possible in whatever way that they want to. But there are challenges with having that amount of visitors and looking after and protecting special places. And this is the balance that we need to try and understand. As I say, this isn't just a problem for the National Trust on the North Coast here. It's something that we're seeing globally in places like Machu Picchu, as I said, Venice and Barcelona. And, you know, how do we get that balance right so we look after the things that make these places special in the long term, but also enable people to have that sense of fun, enjoyment, a thrill that they get with coming to the North Coast and going over things like the Rope Bridge or wider afield?
But you're certainly not in favour of developing the golf up there, so you're not.
Golf is obviously a hot topic at the moment with the Open, and we're delighted that that's coming to the North Coast. And we're more than happy for golf to be developed in where we see as the appropriate areas and the places that it should be. And as I said earlier, the important thing and the really phenomenal thing we have on the North Coast is our fantastic setting and landscapes. And it is important we look after those for generations to come.
Yeah, there's been much debate and much discussion about further development of golf. And, you know, you've been caught in that, I suppose, argument now for a number of years. But the other issue is the Giants Causeway itself and our access to it. And any time we have this conversation, people, and I see it coming up on the text, about the cost of visiting the Giants Causeway. You can still go to the Giants Causeway for free, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody who walks onto site can visit the stones for free, and we will not change that. We're committed to that being in place forever. So that is something that will not change.
So if you park, you pay the full whack. Is that the way it works? How just remind me how it does work if you arrive in your car.
So if you arrive in your car, there's a visitor experience charge, which includes your parking charge, entry to the visitor centre, a guided tour and audio guide. And many people choose to do that, and we feel it's the best way for people to enjoy the site. But over 300,000 people last year chose to access the site for free.
Can you park your car and visit the site without paying anything more than the car parking charge?
No, there isn't a car parking charge that's separate. There's a visitor experience charge, and those are linked together.
Okay, so if you arrive in your car, you park your car, you get off a bus, you pay for the visitor experience. Maybe I'm wrong on the bus. Is bus different?
Yeah, if you arrived on foot, if you come onto the site on public transport and walk onto the site, you can walk down to the stones for free. If you come and park your car, then there will be a visitor experience charge.
And what about
it
if
includes
you
all those elements that I've talked about?
And what about a coach tour?
We work with a variety of coach operators and we have different arrangements with those to give them the best possible visitor experience.
So anyone, you're still there, anyone who arrives on foot, who parks somewhere else, who arrives on foot, you can visit the stones for free. Are people reacting negatively to that visitor experience charge or not? They keep bringing it up with us. On the ground, what sort of feedback are you getting?
No, the vast majority of our visitors really enjoy the experience that they have on the site, and the feedback that we get in particular is about our guided tours and how fantastic the people are we are employ to give those guided tours, and people really do enjoy that experience. As I say, we feel that's the best way to enjoy the Giants Causeway, but if people want to access it on foot for free, then they're more than welcome to do so, and 300,000 people did last year.
And what about Carrick Reid? How does it operate? There's a small tariff for it, isn't there?
Carrick Reid, there's a charge for crossing the bridge at Carrick Reid, and we've introduced time tickets, and actually this is one of the things that's led to the sustainability study. So we've introduced tickets so that we can give a better experience there for people, and because they know that they're going to be able to get a ticket to cross the bridge and not have to queue for phenomenally long times. But that's based on how many people we can get onto the island at a time. It's not looking at all those four lenses and areas that we want to do. So this is one of the things that has prompted, you know, we've given a better experience of doing that, but how do we protect and look after the conservation, look at the infrastructure, look at the wider North Coast in terms of looking after these places? So that's one of the things that's prompted this study and helping us to try and understand these things better.
Yesterday, sadly, Bush Mills was in the news for all the wrong reasons with an ATM theft, and visitors were going past seeing burnt out diggers and tractors. That eyesore now removed. Hopefully the ATM back in position very soon. But you have a genuine interest in the people right around the local villages, the local farms, the local communities, all part of the family of the North Coast, I presume.
We have, and I mean, this is something we're trying to work on better, and we haven't always got right in the past, but we're very clear that the host community is what makes the experience and the visit to these places so special. And if tourism becomes a situation where it's damaging for that host community, then that is not something that's going to be sustainable for the long term. And that's not what we want. I mean, we live and work in these places. We employ people from the local community. We have volunteers that work with us, other businesses and companies. So we do absolutely have a vested interest in working with the community that we're part of. And that is the thing that makes a visit special for all the people who come from overseas to visit us.
And finally, just remind us of how people can get involved in the study if they want to find out more. Can they see the whites of eyes somewhere?
Yeah, well, the starting point for that will be that it'll be an open session at the Causeway Hotel on the 9th of May between 1 and 7. They can come and have a look at, what the lenses are, what they entail, what we're trying to understand, and come and talk to us more about the study.
Max, thanks very much for your time this morning. Thank you indeed for coming on. Max Bryant, who is the General Manager of the National Trust, and big responsibility because those national treasures need to be protected. Your opinions on them are very welcome. 02890 333 105. This is the U105 phone-in.